Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniferti. A few weeks back, I did an article quoting the famous investor Warren Buffett that when it comes to a banking crisis, he quoted, "There is never just one cockroach." Buffett nailed it years ago when he coined this ever so accurate assessment of how banking problems progress along, no matter where or when they have occurred. Buffett, in his annual shareholder meeting just last week, addressed the current crisis, blaming the problem on everyone from bank managers, auditors, regulators, the Federal Reserve, and even the U.S. government. Buffett stated that bank oversight is, quote, messed up, and many people, quote, want it messed up. Not much word mincing there, eh? Despite repeated regulations along with assurances over decades, we find ourselves once again being told banks are failing, that there is nothing to worry about, and that the event is over. The only truth in that last statement is that banks are indeed failing. The rest is frankly a big pack of lies. And yes, lies is the correct word, because if they're actually telling the truth, they are incredibly ignorant. And if they're that ignorant, they are also incredibly dangerous. Biden came out again and told us that the banking system is safe and that taxpayer money will not be used for bailouts. It is said when the government denies something, it is true. I can say, at least in my opinion, your money is kind of safe, that the banking system is far from safe, and that taxpayer money will have to be used, as the FDIC that insures the banks doesn't have that much money. Of course, when the FDIC runs out of money, they get more from the Federal Reserve. And the way the mechanics work, roundabout your taxes will pay for a lot of it. Dissecting the most recent banking crisis in my last newscast, I will only add the word ditto, and that you should re-listen to that last newscast, or even email me for a copy of the article. The latest cockroach to scurry into view is First Republic Bank, with branches throughout the San Francisco Bay Area, with assets worth more than $220 billion. The total bank failures that have occurred in the last few months now exceed the total size of bank failures by assets. Then the infamous 2008-09 banking implosion that almost brought down the global financial network. You remember that one, don't you? After four decades of studying economics, I'm of the opinion the Federal Reserve and other central banks like it attempt the impossible while believing otherwise. Originally established as the lender of last resort, the Federal Reserve was, we can better describe them as the printer of last resort. Money printer is to be exact, a nowadays, and for many a past nowadays, they believe, as does the governments that establish such entities as the Federal Reserve, that an economy can be controlled like some sort of automobile. Step on the gas and away we go. Apply the brakes and we slow it down. Turn right and we go off in one direction, and turn the other way, we go off in another. Obviously, we have learned from decades of market crashes, recessions, depressions, and bank failures that the feds obviously can't drive very well, right? And even though the feds hit many a wall while trying to drive the economy, it assures us it has the driving skills it needs to eventually get us to our destination. The reasons are many why a central bank can't do what it thinks it can, but without venturing too far out, I liken their effects to weeding with hand grenades. Yeah, it's sort of like that, and the visual pretty much describes it. Basically, its tools are incredibly massive, and massive only by its sheer size. The Federal Reserve can't tread lightly, pulling troublesome financial weeds where they sprout. Instead, it tosses their financial hand grenades to and fro, blowing up chunks of the economy while trying to remove a specific problem. And what does it get for its efforts? Much like weeding with grenades, it blows big holes in various spots of our economic garden, causing even more destruction. Look no further than the current and reoccurring bank crisis. Raising interest rates to quell inflation, it destroys bank profits by hammering the mechanics of where banks place your deposits. Once again, you should review my last newscast for details. In conclusion, one doesn't have to understand how we get from there to here. When it comes to the Federal Reserve, we just have to see the destructive holes they've left, and right now, they are currently all over the banking system. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast is not a recommendation to buy. buy or sell any securities, nor the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold California Insurance License OL34249 and a degree in economics with honors back in 1979 from San Diego State University. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti. Money, so they say.